This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Europe is at a political crossroads as far-right and Green parties made big gains in parliamentary elections. Reuters correspondent Ryan Brooks takes a look.
The country was supposed to have already left the EU, but hasn't been able to decide how, when, or even if it will deliver Brexit.
Thank you.
The new Brexit party of Nigel Farage has humiliated the ruling Conservatives and main opposition Labour Party, according to projections. It looks to have won the most votes, while the pro-EU Lib Dems, Greens and Change UK were combined, still a few percentage points behind. Meanwhile, in France, President Macron's centrist movement looks to have been narrowly edged into second place by Marine Le Pen's anti-immigration, anti-Brussels national rally. A similar outcome in Italy, where the far-right League is emerging as the largest party. In Greece, the ruling leftist party suffered a heavy, unexpected defeat by the opposition Conservatives.
That's Reuters' Ryan Brooks. There was some relief in Brussels that nationalist parties didn't score as big a victory as centrists feared. There was also a surprise groundswell of support for smaller, strongly pro-EU parties. Syria says an Israeli airstrike on a Syrian anti-aircraft position near the Golan Heights Monday killed one soldier and wounded three. Israel has acknowledged firing at the Syrian position, but has not given any details. Meanwhile, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says that Syrian missile strikes on Idlib province have killed at least 17 people, including at least five children. Idlib is the last major section of northwestern Syria still under rebel control. Idlib has become home to hundreds of thousands of surrendering rebels and their families. The United Nations has warned of a humanitarian catastrophe in Idlib if Syria and Russia launch an all-out attack on the province. This is VOA News. President Trump is breaking with tradition by criticizing another U.S. politician while on visit to foreign soil. During his visit to Japan, Mr. Trump said he agreed with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and his assessment of former U.S. Vice President and 2020 presidential candidate Joe Biden. AP's Rita Foley has more.
President Trump and Japan's prime minister were holding a joint news conference in Tokyo when a reporter asked him why he appeared to side with North Korea's autocratic leader about Joe Biden.
I can tell you that Joe Biden was a disaster.
The president broke with a long-standing tradition of avoiding partisan squabbles while on foreign soil and let it fly.
Kim Jong-un made a statement that Joe Biden is a low IQ individual. He probably is, based on his record. I think I agree with him on that.
The president said he is not a Biden fan. I'm Rita Foley.
The United States paused Monday to honor its war dead on the annual Memorial Day holiday. With U.S. President Trump in Japan on a visit, Vice President Mike Pence laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldiers at Arlington National Cemetery, just outside of Washington, D.C. He told hundreds of military dignitaries and relatives of the fallen that their duty was to serve, or duty is to honor them.
We can never repay the debt of gratitude we owe to the men and women who have given all to preserve our freedom. But we can honor them, remember them, cherish their families, and this we will do, not just this day, but every day. And so long as our nation continues to produce men and women of such selfless courage and patriotism, I know that freedom will ring for ourselves and our posterity.
Parades and somber remembrances are planned in U.S. cities, large and small, to recall the ultimate sacrifice that hundreds of thousands of Americans have made for their country's freedom through its 243-year existence, along with the Memorial Day also marks the unofficial beginning of the summer in the United States. A U.S. citizen has become the 11th person to die while climbing Mount Everest in the past 10 days. Christopher Kulish, a lawyer from the mountain state of Colorado, died Monday while returning from the summit. The cause of his death is unclear. Last week, an American died while descending in what is believed to be a case of altitude sickness. Late May is rush hour for climbers attempting to summit Mount Everest because it usually provides a short window of favorable weather. The number of climbers trying to summit during that window has grown unsustainable. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.